Professor Leslie, I want to come back to you. The Institute for Fiscal Studies, it says, and I quote, literally, we would not know what we were voting for if we were going to vote for Labour. There goes your financial credibility.
No, I think what they were commenting on was our fiscal rule where we say that we want to get the current budget into surplus as soon as possible in the next Parliament. And the reason we say as soon as possible is that plucking an arbitrary date from thin air, as the Conservatives did in this Parliament, doesn't work. In fact, you get all sorts of perverse distortions in the way that your public spending plans go. And we know that it doesn't work because we've got £200 billion more borrowing than he said we would have at the beginning of this Parliament. So our view, because a lot of the improvements in public finances rests also on improved living standards, tackling the low-wage economy, is that we have to make sure we focus relentlessly on living standards, because that, combined with fairer taxes for the richest and prudent spending reductions, is the best combination, that three-pronged approach.
But just look, you keep on claiming that you will balance the books. Throughout this election campaign, Labour politicians have said, we're going to balance the books. But yes, you know that's not true. You're only going to balance a part of the books, and you're going to continue to borrow under another part of the books. And under Labour, you will still be adding to the stock of national debt in 5 years' time, and it's already $1.5 trillion.
Well, we've had this conversation on a number of other occasions
on this programme. Give me an answer now.
And the distinction is this. Look, having a balance on the current budget is not the limit of our ambitions. We believe that we could get a surplus even on our current budget, and, of course, that would help deal with the capital question.
But you would still be borrowing.
I'm not going to make any apologies for making a distinction between day-to-day spending, which is the one the markets and others are concerned about, and productive public investment, because capital is very important. That we get the infrastructure improvements.
Yeah, but is it sensible when we've already got $1.5 trillion of debt to carry on borrowing in 5 years' time? You will still be borrowing.
As I say,
correct.
As I say, it is not the limit of our ambitions to have the current budget solely into balance.
But you could still be borrowing.
I hope that we will move into surplus and we can get absolutely the national debt falling as a percentage of GDP.
No, that's different.
Within this next coming Parliament, that is our commitment.
What's
cast iron on the front page of our manifesto?
What's wrong with borrowing?